This is Kevin Robertson, Systems Administrator with the Rutherford County Library System, and we're presenting a unique computer class for you this month. Web Dev, creating a website with HTML, CSS, and Flask. This course will cover the basics of front and back-end web development. It will start with the importance of using frameworks to build websites and then move into using the Flask framework for the back-end. Flask is a back-end web framework that allows users to process requests from the front-end, like getting a web page or updating user data in a database. Secondly, the focus will shift to the front-end, where HTML is utilized to put content on a web page, and CSS is how we style that content to make it meet our designs. This class is taking place one time only on Tuesday, May 28th at 5:30 p.m. Our special guest instructor is Nathan Baker. Mr. Baker is a current graduate of the University of Michigan, where he earned a degree in computer science with a focus on computer systems. He is in Murfreesboro briefly visiting family before starting a job in Dallas as an iOS developer for Citibank Technologies. Mr. Baker discovered the Technology Engagement Center online while searching out a dev group here in Murfreesboro. He visited the tech, used the facility several times, then asked to speak to Trey Gwynn, the Technology Outreach Coordinator for Rutherford County Library System, about teaching a class. We are happy to meet talented individuals who want to share knowledge with their public library.
This is Laura Loggins with Limbaugh Public Library Youth Services.
And this is Christine Edwards with Limbaugh Public Library Youth Services.
This is Liz McLucky with Smyrna Public Library Youth Services.
And I'm Sandy Kaiser with the Smyrna Public Library Youth Services.
And I'm Cassandra Taylor with the MGL Library Youth Services.
And we are discussing the summer reading program for 2019. The theme this year is
A Universe of Stories
from May 22nd to July 19th.
And we are just looking over our calendars here, and I'm looking at MGL's calendar.
We've got Limbaugh's calendar.
And I have Smyrna.
So, Cassandra, why don't you tell me a little bit about what's happening on June 3rd with MGL Science Lab?
So all of our science labs have their own theme, but for my starting one, we're going to be making our own moon rocks out of black sand, gold glitter, and baking soda. So you can form them together with a little bit of glue, and then afterwards you can explode them with vinegar, whichever. It's a mini volcano, but from space.
Sounds like fun.
Limbaugh, why don't you tell me a little bit about your summer reading kickoff on June 4th?
Oh my gosh, we have so much that day. We're really excited. We have a face painter. We're going to be doing our Dewey Prize wheel. We're going to be showing a movie. If it's nice outside, we plan to have sidewalk chalk and bubbles out on the patio. We'll probably do a raffle drawing that day. We're excited about our kickoff this
year. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Smyrna, Sandy, and Liz, what is novel engineering?
Well, novel engineering is an innovative approach to integrate problem solving and literacy. So we're going to take an easy picture book and read it to our participants. Then together they're going to identify problems and challenges that the main character encounters, and either individually or in small groups, they will design and create solutions to these problems. This program will encourage children to explore, imagine, collaborate, and create.
Neat. Cassandra, I see you have Dewey Wind Day going, and we do as well. Can you tell us about yours?
So we'll be doing ours weekly, and that's where we get most of our sponsors are for Dewey Wind Day. So they will be spinning, and then they have to go check out the book, and then when they read it, they get a prize. Also, to try to get more of our kids at Patterson Park Community Center to complete their summer reading program for the prize, we have started a VIP book club that will get to meet with us half of their lunch break through the their summer camp. So that will also tie in with the Dewey Wednesdays for those VIP kids. Well, they'll get more prizes than most of the other kids at Patterson Park doing our summer reading program.
That sounds fantastic. And you want to tell about ours, Christine?
Yeah, and at Lime Ball, we'll be doing our Dewey Wednesdays on Mondays all day, starting from 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. You can come in and spin the wheel. It's a Dewey Decimal wheel, and you check out whatever number you land on. Example, if you were to land on 641, which is cooking, then you would check that out, bring us your receipt, and you can win a prize. And we have an assortment of lovely restaurant prizes for you.
So essentially all summer long, you can win restaurant coupons throughout the summer on Mondays. So it's really awesome. We have so many great sponsors.
I saw Smyrna is doing the Space Quest Star Lab with the Discovery Center on June 11th. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. On June 11th, we're partnering with the Discovery Center to offer the Star Quest mobile program. Participants will explore space through fun activities and lessons. There will be four programs throughout the day beginning at 10 a.m., with the last program starting at 2:15. Space is limited to around 25 people per program.
Hey, Limeball, can you tell us a little bit about your mission control programs that I see that you have on Mondays?
Sure. Each mission control Monday is going to be vastly different. We'll have something diverse each day. One of the things that we've planned is an obstacle course. We also have an astronaut coming. Local astronaut Ray Seddon will be here. Monday's
we have Christine. Galactic slime that we're doing.
Yes, yeah, we'll be doing that.
And our obstacle course is a astronaut training course.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. And we don't want to tell too many of our secrets that day because we want it to be kind of a surprise for our patrons coming in.
I'm sure your patrons, especially your children, will enjoy that very much.
I think they will as well. Liz, can you tell us about the lunch at the library? I know you're doing that in addition to Line Ball.
We sure are. So Monday through Friday, starting on June 3rd through July 26th, from 11:30 to 12:30, any child 18 and under can come to the Smyrna Library and have lunch for free. It's a great program, and we are very excited about it.
That's great.
This is in partnership with Rutherford County Schools.
Mm-hmm. I see on yours, you guys are also doing lunch at the library. Can you tell us about that at Limeball?
We are. We're offering it from 10:30 to 11:30, actually, Monday through Friday. It begins on June 3rd and ends July 19th. Same thing, anyone 18 and under can eat for free. And it's just going to be really awesome. We did this last year, and we had a great number of participants, and we're excited to participate in this program again.
Also, if you're over 18, you can get a lunch, but there's going to be a fee for it. I think it's like somewhere
$3.50.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Cassandra, looks like you're doing reading with Zeke this summer.
It will be our first time getting to do the pause reading at MGL, so I hope it will be a great success. We've already had some kids get to meet Zeke. He came in to introduce himself a little bit, so they're very excited. And I think it's really going to help some of my younger readers with their pronunciation. They're actually pretty excited about it because I've got a lot of babies wanting to learn to read right now.
And if it's anything like ours, it's a trained assisted
mm-hmm.
reading
He's
dog.
Trained, and then he'll be in the private Studio B next to us every Tuesday. So he'll be in his own room that you'll get to go into and have a private session with him.
Is registration required for that, or is it just kind of first come, first serve?
I really think it's first come, first serve. We may do registration if it picks up, just because we don't know how to gauge the total interest right now. But yeah, I'm excited.
We have Stevie, and we've met Zeke, and he's amazing. And we love Stevie, so we're excited to offer that program as well throughout the summer.
And at Lime Ball, it is registration required for
it is.
Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
So with, Liz, I know you're in charge of teen programming at Smyrna, and you've got a few fun ones. Which do you think is going to be your favorite this summer?
There are two that I'm really excited about. So on June 21st, I know our calendar says we're doing trivia, but we've actually made a change. We're doing a teen space-themed escape game. I'm really excited about that one. And then on July 12th, we have our teen grand finale. We're going to have DJ Kid Green, and I think our teens are really going to be excited to have a DJ at their grand finale.
Limebaugh also has a DJ at our grand finale, DJ Dandy, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Smyrna will also have that same DJ at our grand finale party, too.
We're also doing a lot of movies. What kind of movies are you guys looking at for your summer reading?
Smyrna's currently not going to be showing any movies this summer.
So MGO will be doing a screening for our VIP book club, a little different just because they will be older kids compared to our toddlers. So we'll be viewing A Trip to the Moon from 1934. It was the first actual film, and it's by the French director. Many people know the film from the movie The Invention of Hugo Cabaret. So we're going to do a tie-in story time with that book also, and hopefully maybe have a few that I can give away.
Laura, I see that Limebaugh is going to have the International Folk Fest on June 11th. Can you tell me which group you have this year?
Oh my gosh, that's probably one of my favorite events. I shouldn't say that here where we're recording, but I love when they come because you just, it's, they're coming from a different country, and it's really incredible to be able to witness that culture. But this year, we have Lithuania coming, and we're really excited to host them.
That's a fun group.
You have them as well, correct?
We actually...
So what group do you have?
We do have the International Folk Fest on, let's see, June 13th at 10 a.m., and we have the Czech Republic.
Oh, we've had them in the past, and they are fantastic.
The first group Smyrna had when we did our partnership with the International Folk Fest was Czech Republic. So we're excited to have them return and entertain our patrons again.
Anything else that anyone wants to add for summer?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of teen events happening throughout the summer as well. And Brittany will be doing those as well as tween events. So a couple of those I think that we'd really like to highlight are
some of the crafts look amazing.
They do. They look fantastic. The father-daughter tea will be happening. That is a registration required event, and it's really for any age. It's really special. Fathers and daughters dress up, and we serve them sandwiches, and they get tea, of course, and they get to craft, and it's just a really neat event.
And that's on June 15th, right?
Yes, June 15th. And she also has a lot of crafts planned, as you were mentioning, Christine, like, for example, the Night Sky in a Jar. That's one that should be pretty incredible as well. So I'd suggest that people look at our calendar. We'll be placing those out on May 22nd at the beginning of our summer reading program to see the different events and assortment of things that we have going on throughout the summer.
Also, you can find any of our information from MGL Smyrna or Limebaugh at on Facebook, or you can go to our websites and pull up the information. It has all of our details for the summer reading program.
You can also register for summer reading yourself through the website at rclstn.org.
And that will start May 22nd, the registration.
Registration is online for Limebaugh and MGL, but not for Smyrna and Eagleville. You have to actually visit those branches and sign up in person to get your reading logs.
Another thing that Smyrna is going to have, and we've been having this for many, many years, is that if you're a train lover, we would like you to come on June 22nd and 23rd. We have Intrack of Nashville, and they will set up like a little train display, and I know it's a favorite for the young and the old, and it will be from 9 to 5 on each of these days.
We also have special events at Limebaugh, and I believe other places have special events, but our special events will include balloon artist Scott Tripp and magician Bruce Amato,
at different dates throughout the summer, and you can go online or go to Facebook to find out those dates.
And the NHECM Wildlife Group is coming to both Smyrna as well as Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that because they have live animals, so that's pretty cool.
And they're bringing animals that inspired space travel.
I love that.
And Laura, why don't you, because you're pretty good at explaining this, tell them the specifics of the summer reading program and what needs to happen about, you know, what they need to read or how much they need to read and prizes and stuff.
Sure. I think for everybody, you need to read 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or 40 books. Is that how it is for you?
Smyrna is a little different. Babies up to 3 years of age will read 30 books.
Okay.
And then if you're 4 years and up to 99 plus, as I like to say, then you're required to read 600 minutes to complete the reading challenge.
Yes, ours is 600 minutes as well, but it's for everybody. And I think that's how MGL is doing it also.
That's how we're doing it. And the best way for our kids, because we have kids that are there all day, because of Patterson Park, it's a little different, so that's why we're doing the lunch, and they would have the last 30 minutes each day of their lunch to help meet that goal. And if they were to stay and read for the 30 minutes by about 2.5 weeks, all of our kids will complete.
So even as a system doing this as a summer reading program, it sounds like each of us has something incredibly unique to offer our patrons in our areas.
And I would like to add that even though Miss Donna couldn't be here from Eagleville today, that our Eagleville branch is also participating in the summer reading program.
Oh, she has so much planned. I'm really excited to see what she has for those children.
And then at the end of the program, if you've completed your reading hours or amount of books that you read, we will also have prizes at each of the locations. Mm-hmm. And what is the begin date that you can pick up prizes?
The last day to pick up prizes is the 19th mm-hmm. of July. And the first day to collect your prizes is June 25th, yes.
If you're at the Smyrna branch and participating, we actually have halfway prizes for babies up through 12 years of age, and you can start picking those up on June 18th.
Cassandra, do you have a different date that you can begin pickup prizes?
Pickup prizes, I think, is the same, the 25th as you guys, and then we are doing something different this year that they haven't really done in the past. You do have to complete our summer reading program to attend our finale.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, we would encourage those who sign up to really follow through and complete as well, because, you know, it is so important, even for adults, for those children to see you reading and for you to be reading to kids during the summer so that they don't have that summer slide and so that their brains can continue to just grow and continue to absorb additional information so their vocabularies can grow. Reading is vastly, incredibly important for
everyone. And also to teach them follow through and to finish something to start.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I also love our Dewey Lynn Day, because it encourages children and adults to go to that nonfiction section.
Right.
So that they check out those books that have the greater, larger vocabulary words in them.
Join us as we gear up for reading and blast off.
And if that's everyone, I guess we'll all say goodbye from Youth Services, from Limbaugh, Smyrna, and MGL.
MGL Library.
Bye.
Limbaugh Public Library is proud to host the Rutherford County Master Gardeners for a series of classes. These classes are the first Saturday of each month. They began on February 2nd, and they're at 9 a.m. in the library boardroom on the second floor. Each class is free and open to the public. Registration is appreciated either online or by visiting the front desk at Limbaugh. You can also call, and we can add you to that list. Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m., we will have planting in sun and shade. Flowers, ferns, succulents, and more. What requirements do they have, and what is the proper placement for planting? Mondays in June at 6 p.m. Are you interested in learning Spanish? This four-part class will teach you basic and real-life Spanish conversational skills in a fun environment. Each week, we will cover a different topic that lets you build a foundation for learning Spanish and that will help you gain skills that you can apply in your work, school, community, and travels. This free class will take place each Monday in June in the Limebaugh Club Room on the first floor. Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m., Understanding Social Security, a free seminar in the first floor club room at Limebaugh. Saturday, June 15th from 9 to 12, it's the last Friends of Limebaugh library book sale for this season. They're off over the summer. The Friends of Limebaugh book sales are on the third Saturday from 9 until noon unless otherwise noted. The bookstore is located on the upper level, the P2 level, of the parking garage behind the library elevator. Saturday, June 22nd, 10 a.m., a Medicare seminar. Are you aging into Medicare? Do you currently have Medicare and would like to know the who, what's, and whys of the program? Please join us for a discussion on the basics of Medicare. A free educational seminar, second floor boardroom. So again, that's Saturday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. For a listing of any other events not covered here and all of our events at Limebaugh, please visit rclstn.org. That's rclstn.org.
The librarians at the Smyrna Public Library invite you to participate in our book clubs. We currently offer three different book clubs. The Saturday Book Club meets the third Saturday of each month at 10 o'clock a.m. For details about the Saturday Book Club, contact Stephanie at the Smyrna Public Library or email sjones@rclstn.org. The LGBTQ Young Adult Book Club is our newest book club that welcomes teens and adults. The selected books for this club will feature an LGBTQ character. This book club meets on the second Thursday of each month at 6:30 p.m. Smyrna Public Library offers a sci-fi and fantasy book club for adults who enjoy reading the genres of science fiction and fantasy. This book club meets the last Thursday of each month at 6:30 p.m. For information about the LGBTQ Young Adult Book Club and the Sci-Fi and Fantasy Book Club, call the library at 615-459-4884 and ask for Brian or email bking@rclstn.org. The Smyrna Public Library also offers a free program for anyone interested in knitting or crocheting and meeting people. The knitting and crocheting group may be just right for you. Please bring your own supplies and meet this group on the first and third Thursday of each month at 6 o'clock p.m. For genealogy enthusiasts, feel free to meet our genealogy group at the Smyrna Public Library on the first and third Tuesdays of each month at 1 o'clock p.m. The Smyrna Library will be holding a blood drive Monday, June 3rd from 3 to 7 p.m. You can schedule an appointment by calling the Smyrna Library at 615-459-4884 or visiting redcrossblood.org and entering the sponsor code Smyrna Library, all one word. Walk-ins are welcome. Start your summer off right by helping to save lives.
Hi, this is Seth, and I'm here to tell you about all the exciting things happening this summer at the Technology Engagement Center. For the month of May, we still have a few of our computer classes that are free and open to the public, like Beginner Excel, which is Wednesday the 22nd at 6 p.m., Python Programming for Beginners, which is Friday the 24th at 3:30 p.m., Web Development, creating a website using HTML, CSS, and Flask is Tuesday the 28th at 5:30 p.m., and lastly, Beginner PowerPoint is Wednesday the 29th at 6 p.m. Again, those are all free and open to the public, and you don't have to register beforehand. The June computer class schedule should be available on the social media and on the RCLS website by the last week of May. Summer reading program signups begin on Wednesday, May 22nd. You can visit the RCLS website or stop by the tech to register for our specifically online version of your favorite reading program. Girls Who Code will begin a summer session for girls ages 9 to 14 on Saturday, June 15th, and that runs for 6 weeks. You can register for that at okasinc.org. The HiSET GED prep class meets every Monday at 3:30 through the end of May. Please share this information with anybody who may want to complete their GED. Murfreesboro Coder Dojo meets the second Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. In June, that'll be Saturday the 8th. Photography Connect Murfreesboro at the Tech meets the second Thursday of each month. In June, that'll be Thursday the 13th. The guest speaker for June is Photography Laureate Gail Stoner, discussing landscape photography. Borough Dev Hack Nights will meet Thursday the 30th at 6 p.m. Reminder, Tuesday, June 11th, the Tech will be closed to the public beginning at 4 p.m. because we are hosting the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours that evening. Chamber members, this is a great way to end the day. Business After Hours is an informal social networking event designed to connect you with business professionals across Rutherford County. Make sure to bring your business cards and join us at the Tech from 5 to 7 p.m. One last reminder, the Tech is closed on Monday, May 27th for Memorial Day, as are all branches in the Rutherford County Library System. For more information on these classes or any classes across the library branches, you can visit rclstn.org, or you can give us a call at the Technology Engagement Center at 615-225-8312.